Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm pretty well, thanks, Alex. I've got two very different films today featuring two very determined little girls. But I'll start with the film that disappointed me the most. But before I start, I just want to preface this by saying that I retired from Sunday school at the age of 8. This film is called Fatima. It stars Stephanie Gill, Alejandra Howard, George Lamelas, Lucia Moniz, Joaquim de Almeida, Goran Visnik, and Sonia Braga. It's directed by Marco Pontecorvo. This is his first feature film. He's mostly done TV in Europe and mostly worked as a cinematographer. Now, Fatima is based on events which took place in Portugal in 1917, when three young children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, played by Gill, Lamelas, and Howard, reported seeing visions of the Virgin Mary.
Who are you?
I come from heaven.
This caused a bit of a stir at the time. The kids soon started attracting large crowds of pilgrims, which made the government very nervous.
We need to stop them.
If you enjoy faith-based movies, this one will probably have you proclaiming hallelujah and gleefully chanting a few Hail Marys whilst sipping on the blood of Christ. Up yours, non-believers. But if you're more inclined towards a healthy skepticism of religion, then this film will also confirm why you don't believe in a higher power. Fatima is nothing more than an adequate period religious drama, though there's obviously been a lot of attention to detail. Whilst religious leaders are also initially sceptical of the children's claims,
it could have been the devil. He often disguises himself.
The real villain in the black hat, and yes, he really does wear a black hat, is Arturo, the mayor of Fatima, played by Goran Visnik, representing the Catholic persecuting yet democratically elected government of Portugal at the time.
They defend our progressive ideas that will free our country from religious superstitions.
This fairly blatant piece of Catholic anti-secular propaganda suggests that he would have done almost anything to silence the children if the good people of Fatima had let him get away with it. Apparently, lives were changed forever for the religious pilgrims who went to Fatima, but this film doesn't really explain how. I suppose miracles are in the eye of the beholder.
Faith begins at the edges of understanding.
If only someone in the crowd had just yelled out, "There's nothing to see here." Brought to you by the Catholic Church and Portugal Tourism, Fatima, with its yuck soundtrack, may have some appeal to the St. Mary's set, but for non-believers, it's an unholy waste of time.
Now, we're moving to another stubborn young girl, but one of the things that struck me the most about this particular film was Kevin James, but not how I expected to see him.
He's going to hold your dad still while I hurt him.
Exactly. You'd think a movie with the King of Queens, Kevin James, and Community's Joel McHale might be a comedy. But you'd be dead wrong.
Run away as fast as you can!
The real clue as to what sort of film this is actually the casting of 15-year-old Lulu Wilson in the title role of Becky.
There once was a little girl.
Who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid.
She's been in films like Annabelle Creation, The Haunting of Hill House, Sharp Objects, and Ouija, Origin of Evil. But I guess if you find torture and homicide amusing, Becky may well still tickle your funny bone. Becky, played by Wilson, is a 13-year-old in a really bad mood. Still grieving over the death of her mother, Dad Jeff, played by McHale, has brought her to their secluded cabin to introduce his new fiancée, Kayla, played by Amanda Brunell, and potential stepbrother, Ty.
Let her walk all over you.
She's 13.
Awkward. But things are about to get even more awkward when escaped white supremacist convicts Dominic, played by Kevin James, Apex, Cole, and Hammond arrive. A hostage situation ensues and people get tortured and then people start getting dead. I suppose you could describe Becky as a black comedy, but for me it felt more like an adaptation of some really dark and twisted graphic novel. Many of the setups and shots felt like panels from a comic book, and the premise of a 13-year-old girl ruthlessly dispatching bad guys felt like it came straight out of a comic book too. I'd describe this film as a low-budget part Home Alone. Happy birthday, Macaulay Culkin. And Becky is very good at making booby traps. Part Die Hard, Becky is on the loose and occasionally communicating with the baddies via walkie-talkie and with a very large helping of I Spit on Your Grave.
Becky is as strong-willed and vindictive as they come.
Nobody's knob gets sliced off in a bath, but Becky is highly effective with a bunch of pencils and a ruler, a motorboat, a ride-on lawnmower, and even a key. Becky likes her revenge bloody and painful.
I don't want to have to hurt you.
But I do want to hurt you real bad.
Whilst it is interesting to see Joel McHale and Kevin James in dramatic roles, I'm not sure they were the right actors for the job, but Lulu Wilson is perfect as Becky. You never know quite what she's thinking. For me, Becky brought back memories of hiring R-rated videos from the $2 shelf in the late 80s and early 90s to get my gore fix. With a nice ambiguous ending, Becky is no Home Alone, but it's a pretty enjoyable way to slash through 90 minutes or so. And it opens next week.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Thanks so much, Michael. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.